It was when the initial infection had left. You know, I wasn't testing positive anymore. I still had the symptoms lingering. Mainly the fatigue was debilitating to a certain extent, where I went from being pretty fit before COVID to just not being able to really function in the day. You know, I had to take a lot of breaks. I couldn't even walk at a regular pace. It was a slow kind of shuffle. And that kind of continued on for months and months. My main kind of thing was fatigue, and just being able to generally go about my day was the issue.
How did having long COVID affect you in your work life and your personal life?
Well, it was total kind of reset of how I interacted with my family. You know, I couldn't pick my kids up. I didn't have the strength to pick my little son up, or the job I was at, I couldn't go back to, because it was a physical job, unloading deliveries, that kind of thing. And I just physically I couldn't do it anymore.
Was your employer supportive at the time, or did you have some difficulty in convincing them of the severity of your condition?
Oh well, no, they were supportive, definitely. It was just, you know, they tried to kind of work around it, but it just physically, the job required more physical attributes than I had at the time. So I you know, I left the position because it just wasn't fair to them or myself.
And I understand you had to change to a job that was more suited to your physical capabilities.
Oh, definitely. I'm in an office now. I work at a desk. You know, I wouldn't be able to do a physical job, I don't think, at the moment. I did try again a couple of months later after that. But it was the same kind of issue again. I was trying to take in some deliveries, and I took in one or two deliveries kind of on a pallet, and I was breathless. I couldn't catch my breath. And the fatigue was just like severe. I literally had to resign the position again the same day. I told him, look, I'm not physically able to do this job. I wanted the job, wanted to work. You know, I've young kids, but I physically couldn't do that job at that time.
How long have you had long COVID, Steve?
I'd say no. I have it. It must be 2 years. Let me see. No, it'd be about 2 years. It's just kind of chronic fatigue. You know, I've learned to kind of work around it as best I can. It's a very hard thing to explain if you were to tell someone what it feels like. It's just, you get so tired so quick, and for so, you know, if you're not used to it, you've an active lifestyle before COVID, it's kind of frustrating. But things that I do and wouldn't even think about before COVID can tire me out really quickly now.
Have you had much difficulty in convincing people that you have long COVID, that it is a serious condition? Are people sympathetic?
You know, it's your own very personal experience. I don't really talk about it. You know, typical men, like, I get on with it and do the best I can. The condition itself, though, you know, there's so little known about long COVID, really. If you kind of say it to a practitioner, they kind of go, look, you know, it's so new, and long COVID is still being looked into, that we don't actually know what to do with such.
The jury is still very much out as regards the research into long COVID. Does it worry you that it could be a lifelong condition? You mentioned that you have a son and a family. Is that a concern of yours?
Yeah, well, I'm always kind of hopeful that it'll just start kind of, you know, it'll start improving. I try not to dwell on the fact that I hope this fatigue, kind of this chronic fatigue, doesn't linger for the rest of my life, because my kids are getting to that age now. My son especially, where he wants to do, you know, he wants to play hurling and football and run around and stuff. And I can kind of walk fine, but anything over that, and I tire out really quickly. So that would affect how I'd interact with my kids as well, you know.
Just finally, Steve, is it important that the condition is given greater recognition in your view, and that people have access to supports such as sick leave?
Oh yeah, I mean definitely. I mean, I know most people are going to want to you know work as best they can. But long COVID has such a load of different symptoms related to it. It's different for every person. You know, I was on a support group there on Facebook when I kind of got COVID, and no two people had the same condition. You know, it can affect you in so many different ways. I suppose depending on the person and how it affects their daily life.